This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. State Department has ordered a significant number of its remaining staff at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul to leave Afghanistan as the military steps up the pullout of American troops from the country. The department announced on Tuesday that it had instructed all personnel to depart unless their jobs required them to be physically located in Afghanistan. The order was not specific as to the number of people affected. And the top diplomat at the embassy said it would affect only a small number, but it went on beyond the usual curtailment of staffers for security and safety reasons. The order came as the U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan was telling lawmakers that it no longer makes sense to continue the 20-year deployment of American troops there. A U.S. military ship fired warning shots after three vessels from Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy came close to it in another American patrol boat in the Gulf. That's according to the United States military Tuesday. Such incidents have occurred occasionally over the past 5 years, though there has been a relative lull over the past year. While officials said it was too early to discern the exact motivation of the Iranian forces, they have said that generally in the past, such incidents are carried out by local commanders rather than directed by senior Iranian leaders. The closest the Iranian fast inshore attack craft came to the American ship was 68 yards during the incident, which took place on Monday in international water in the Northern Gulf. The incident comes as world powers and Iran seek to speed up efforts to bring Washington and Tehran back into compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal.